Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Will Folsom. Will is a public relations associate with Swanson Russell out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Good morning, Will. How are you doing today?
Hey, Rick. I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Are you getting any moisture back there? It's raining pretty well here.
We're getting it's very cloudy. We got some rain overnight. But the road crews are outside my house, so clearly whatever rain is out there isn't bothering them.
Okay. I'm kind of sweating it because I wanted to get in some more turkey hunting this weekend, but where I am hunting, right now, with the rain today, I doubt if I could get in there, so unless I hike in a long way. Yeah, it's in the sand hills. We don't have a lot of mud. They're just deep puddles of water, and it stops raining, and 2 hours later, it's dry enough to go across. But it can make a mess. So,
oh yeah, I've been there.
So, how did you enjoy your turkey hunting trip out here, where I got to meet you?
It was a great trip. I think and this is something I've heard from guys across the West, especially further out West where spring has kind of come late. There's been a hard winter. I feel like the turkeys have kind of been late getting active. And I think we definitely saw that out there, a little bit call shy, just not quite the heat of things yet, but we got into some action and a few birds on the ground and it was a lot of fun.
Now, was this the first Joe Arterburn camp you had ever been to?
It was.
Joe has literally established, with his legend within the industry that if you're going to go see a camp, this is the way to do it. Go see Joe. And I've been very fortunate to know Joe for a number of years and help him on a bunch of camps. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And Joe really does it upright. Not only is Joe a great guy, but, he just thinks of every little detail. He's got the tents, he's got great food, he's got Rick Windham. So what else could you want?
Years ago, I had been helping Joe for a few years, different camps, both, like deer camps and turkey camps and whatever. And I got a call from him. And he wanted to know if I was available, like in July to go out on salmon fishing and wherever out on the West Coast and Puget Sound and whatnot. And I said, sure. And he says, I need you to check your dates to see if you're available. And being the suspicious person I am, I said, why do I have to check my dates to see if I'm open for your camp? and he... You know how Joe is. He spoke a little harshly to me. And he finally fessed up, and he said there were guys that were coming to the camp that had been in other camps where Joe and I were cooking, and, one day Joe will have the main dish, and I'll have the sides, and the next day vice versa, and we're always trying to pull out our best stuff, and everybody in camp is a beneficiary. So Joe had been told that they weren't coming unless both of us were there cooking. So,
yep. Well, the food was great, and just overall, it was a great hunting camp. But I was a little bit nervous there midweek when we still hadn't gotten a bird on the ground yet. But luckily, there are some better turkey hunters in that camp than I. So we made it happen.
The story that Newt or Nathan, he got the nickname Newt in a camp a couple years ago from Lonesome Dove. But
such a great movie.
TV
show.
His story about the final few seconds of that hunt and the bird almost jumping up and spurring him was classic.
Yeah, the birds were only really got. That he heard the birds gobbling pretty much all day, but I only heard birds gobbling you know, pretty much right at sun up and right at sundown. But in terms of, you know, when they saw, you know, decoys or other fans, they got fired up real quick, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
There was one gobbler that was on the hill somewhere to the north of us, right across that bay in the lake where we were camped. And I got an eye on him one time. He was several hundred yards out, but man, I thought sure somebody would be able to sneak up on him. Anyway, you got invited. You are a public relations associate, which I used to call manufacturer's reps. How does one become a public relations associate?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I work for an agency called Swanson Russell. It's a 60-year-old agency, one of the oldest ad agencies, not only in Nebraska, but really in the country, with a lot of clients. And kind of our specialty is brands that work and play outdoors. So primarily we do agriculture brands, construction brands, green space brands, and then outdoor recreation brands. And that's kind of my area of focus.
What?
So a lot of hunting, fishing, shooting. And as a public relations guy, kind of my job is to help those brands tell their story. So when they come out with new products, we're trying to get those products into the hands of media guys, you know, outdoor writers. We're writing press releases. We are putting on or helping with events like the one we had out west to really just kind of showcase how to use some of these products, how they can benefit consumers, what makes them different, and really just tell that story.
What a gig.
So, yeah, it's a great gig, especially when you get to go on a hunt every once in a while. But, yeah, so I got into the space. I started off my career doing marketing. I was actually a history major in college, but that just taught me to become a really good writer. Translated that into the marketing world somehow, and then one day the job at Swanson Russell opened up, and I thought to myself, I get to do marketing and writing for outdoor brands. That's like my dream job. So I went for it, and here I am.
Very good. Well, yeah. you seem to be doing well with it, and you had a good time, so that's two things that really count. We're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to start talking about a couple of the products that you had with you in camp that I thought were really cool. So stay with me, and folks, you hang on. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Will Folsom this morning, Public Relations Associate with Swanson Russell out of Lincoln, Nebraska. We're talking about outdoor products and his job being one of the guys that gets to go play with this all the time, which... Just off air, right now, just off air, Will, I was talking with Sean, who's engineering the show for me, and he's going, God, that's a good gig. That's a dream job. He's got any openings?
Yeah, it's a great gig. You know, obviously, it's not every day that we get to go on a hunt and stay in a turkey camp, but in between, it's a lot of writing, and, you know, as long as you're getting to write about stuff that you like and hunting and fishing, you know, it's a good day.
It is. One of the products you had with you and was showing people was a GPS app called OnX. Tell us a little bit about that. I was quite impressed with that, and we're going to have to talk more off the air about that one.
Yeah. So, OnX is one of our clients at Swanson Russell. It's a GPS app that you can download onto your phone. You can also pull it up on you can create an account and pull it up on your desktop computer. So it shows you a map of get a version where it will show you one state or all 50 states, but it shows you primarily public and private land boundaries. So, you know, back in the day, needed to be really familiar with the area you were hunting, really pay attention to those property lines and property boundaries to make sure you're not trespassing and make sure that you're staying on land you have permission to hunt on or staying on public. And Onyx makes that a lot easier by just showing who owns what piece of grounds, what's, you know, a state rec area, what's enrolled in Nebraska open fields and waters. It's just a really great tool for that. But that's really just kind of scratching the surface. There's a lot of different layers and waypoints and stuff that you can put on your maps to really turn it into a dynamic hunting tool that you can use to scout before the season, but also pull out in the field and use as a navigation tool and just kind of make your hunt a little bit smarter.
It looked like it was quite a handy item to have to the guys that were using it. I mean, toward the end of the week, it was like everybody's pulling out a phone. It's like a switchblade. Man, it was out and they were looking at it and figuring out where the next boundary line was and or the owner. So if they wanted to, they could go find them, maybe call and get permission. I thought that was a great application to use for that. So go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we could either, you know, dive into, it depends on how deep we want to get. We could dive into different features and tools or keep it kind of high level and just kind of talk about where people can get it. But happy to talk about whatever.
Let's go with the where people can get it, because I want to talk about Primos here in a minute before we run out of time. So how does one get Onyx?
Yeah, so you can download Onyx. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to your, your Apple store or Android store and download the app. There's a free version of it, so you can get some kind of bare bones functionality out of the standard version. But to get all of the full features, all the tools, all of the public-private boundaries, to get one state, so say you primarily just hunt in Nebraska, that's certainly where I hunt the most. That is $29.99 a year. And then if you want to get additional states, you'd upgrade to Onyx Elite, which is $99.99 a year, and you get all 50 states. So if you primarily hunt in Nebraska, but you also go up to South Dakota for pheasants, and maybe you go out west for a pronghorn hunt or something, Onyx Elite is definitely the way to go. It's a really good buy.
Does it cover just geographical U.S., or does it get Canada as well?
So that's actually a new development. They have Canada in the works right now. Stay tuned, and you should be able to use Onyx in Canada as well if you're one of those lucky guys who gets to go up there for a black bear hunt or something.
Not anymore. I just have this thing against Canada. I probably won't be invited to any of their tourism conferences anymore. But real quick, we got about 3 minutes in the show left, so Primos.
Sure.
That's a name that if you do any hunting at all, you've probably seen Primos, probably have some. What are some of the big items you deal with along that product line?
Yeah, obviously Primos is well known in the hunting industry, really well known for their trigger sticks, which are great. And then for turkey season, some of the products we were using out west, some of their new gobstopper decoys, which are little roto-molded decoys. They're very lightweight. They're also very small. That makes them more packable and also less intimidating for gobblers. So If you've got a Jake or a Tom, they're going to be more likely to come try to beat up on a smaller Jake decoy.
Yep.
So those have been really fun. There's actually a combo. You can buy a hen and a Jake together as kind of a breeding pair, which is really useful. And then they've got just the hen, just the Jake, and then a strutter decoy, too.
I think calls may be one of their biggest things. And I years ago I had Will Primos on the show, and they were big into calls then and have since branched out into other things. But of the calls that you deal with and have, what do you think is the most, is the easiest to use and get good sounds out of for a hunter to take into the field?
Well, I am certainly not the best turkey caller, but I would have to say any kind of box call for a beginner is the way to go. You get,
I agree.
It's just really easy to use. You can start to learn how to make those basic sounds before you branch out into a pot call or a diaphragm call. Yep. Primos makes all sorts of calls, all three. They make a lot of great box calls. The pot calls, and the cool thing about Primos is the vast majority of their products are still made right here in the U.S. They're based out of Brookhaven, Mississippi. It's all American made out of American materials. So it's just a great company to buy from. You know, you can, these calls, it's amazing. If you ever go down there, they're using, you know, solid pieces of walnut and just crafting these box calls, going from a solid piece of wood to a finished box call is an amazing thing to see.
Yep.
And actually right now, a cool thing they also have down there is their custom shop. So you can go onto their website, primos.com, look up their custom shop, and they make custom calls. So you can get custom engraving. Father's Day is coming up, so you can buy a specific Father's Day box call for Dad. Get his name on it, put a special message on there, and it's all crafted right down there in Brookhaven, Mississippi.
We're going to have to leave it right there, Will. We've run out of time, but that means I got to get you on the show again sometime.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by today and visiting with us, and we'll talk to you later. Folks, have a great time outdoors. We'll see you next week on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.